Damn, I got one more story.
You're really sweating.
Yeah. Andy, your face is melting. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most spectacular podcast. My name is Matt, and I am here with Tam.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
And Andy.
Sorry.
I'm just fucking around.
I was looking at Snapchats.
Oh,
that's much more important than us.
You get someone's dick?
No. So,
hold on.
You want someone's dick?
There is, all right, have you guys heard of the app called Yik Yak?
Yes.
It basically it uses your location, and in a 5-mile radius, anyone can post like anonymous messages. But it's basically by location.
Look, so you know, showering.
So you know it's someone in your vicinity. Well, anyways, Josh, who Matt and I have worked with for a while. Yeah, I've worked for a while. Matt worked with him. The radio station he works at is right by UNO. So when he got on Yik Yak, he found that there's this Snapchat called UNO Confessions. And it's basically everything you cannot do on the campus of UNO is in this Snapchat. And when I was flicking through there, just saw three lines of coke on some chick's boob.
Nice.
That's insane.
In a hard party.
And the very first picture that sold me on this, Josh was telling me about this, and he's like, this is all you need to do it. It was some chick snorting a line of coke off of a dude's dick with a dollar bill. I was like, you've sold me. I'm now intrigued in this.
Wow, just a dollar bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least do it with a 10 or something, you know.
But it's really surprising at how many college kids can afford so many drugs.
Well, yeah, that's all they spend their money on.
Probably.
It's college.
Yeah.
It's drug time.
But they'll be like, oh my God, finals are over. Here's a pound of weed. And I'm just like, huh? How? You guys just don't have adult responsibilities yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just the amount of drugs I've seen. And then there was a phase where they went through how many containers of chew that people have gone through. And some guy had a wall of like 700 something containers of chew that he had gone through and collected.
Why would you keep those?
I know. Apparently
why
it's
would
bragging
you chew,
rights.
Chew.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know why you would do it in the first place, but
chew, fuck your sister and go hunting, I guess.
Chew, fuck your sister. You sound like a rape drain.
Choo-choo!
So, speaking of fun, the holiday spectacular has officially kicked off.
Woo!
Whoop, whoop.
It's complete now, isn't it?
It's complete.
It's almost complete.
Oh. Yeah. Some asshole has one other thing to do.
Some asshole, 2 weeks wasn't long enough to write 4 paragraphs.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You don't have to fap anymore. What do you do at home?
Procrastinate and more procrastinate.
Dude, this generation is the biggest fucking like group of procrastinators. Like, I want to shake Camilla so violently hard.
Andy, you're part of this generation.
I know. Oh, no. I know I'm part of the problem, too. I procrastinate like a motherfucker. Like, my parents' Christmas gift, which probably is going to take me, like, 36 hours to complete video editing-wise. I just started on it this weekend.
Yeah.
It took me, I think, about 11 hours to do the best of.
Damn. Investment. Did you break it up or did you do it solid?
I broke it up. I didn't do it 11 hours straight. I did it in 3 days.
Mine's going to be dumb. I'm going to be like, Monday night? All right.
That's funny.
Let's fucking do this.
Yeah, I forgot about it up until you texted me. And then...
Your messages are always so positive, though. Like, you got it. And I'm like, oh, man, Tam's already got his done. I was like, shit.
No, I just got to be a positive guy. Everything else in my life is a total...
All right, so how you doing, Matt?
Fantastic. I want to run down what's coming out on the Holiday Spectacular every day. So we're going to run them down.
Oh, God.
Which is great because I have them all written down right behind Andy.
Oh!
Have you seen those yet?
I did look at it. It looked really confusing, though, so I kind of just, you know.
Yeah, but I got it. Right. Okay, so on Sunday the 21st, we're going to have an article on my favorite game. This episode's coming out, so you'll be listening to this. Five Nights at Freddy's 1 is coming out Sunday, 21st. Today, technically. And I play Minecraft.
Wait, what? Does that say gone or gore?
It says game.
Oh, game. Okay.
Yeah. I tried writing it without putting my
So I'm just trying to think. So is it like this?
So that's, yeah, that's what's coming out on Sunday.
Okay, so you're doing it this way.
And on the far left, 5, 6, 7, 7:38, that's the time.
Okay.
That's when they're coming out.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about the hardcore thing of Minecraft. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Monday the 22nd, I haven't done this in forever, but it's an LOL Craigslist article.
Oh, those are always good.
Right, poke fun at Craigslist,
like,
yeah.
Like lost connections or whatever. Yeah. Misconnections.
And then Power Rangers commentary, Five Nights at Freddy's 1, the second episode. First episode of Wolfenstein 3D, second episode of Minecraft.
Nice.
On the 23rd, Tam's favorite game, maybe, if we ever get it.
Oh, editing tonight. It will be finished.
Then our trivia cast, Five Nights at Freddy's 1, the third episode, Wolfenstein, second episode, third episode of Minecraft. Nice. On the 24th, I built a HeroScape team and broke that down in an article. I actually really like that article.
Yeah.
Reboot commentary, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, episode 1, and Minecraft number 4. On the 25th, on Christmas, Andy's favorite game.
Oh, Christmas!
The best of episode, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, number 2, and Minecraft number 5.
I love the first one on Friday.
And then Friday, the 26th, football.
Football!
which is a football article I actually wrote because, fuck it, I made the blog.
Football.
Legends of the Hidden Temple commentary, WWE 2K15, Minecraft number 6. And the final day, Saturday the 27th, Skylar's favorite game.
Ooh.
The year in review episode, Andy vs. Matt, Madden 15, and Minecraft number 7.
Which, Madden, tune in for that shit.
Yeah, you gotta tune in for that shit.
Matt, you saw what, you read Andy's, right? Or Matt, Skyler's, right? You read Skyler's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Andy, what do you think Skyler's favorite game is?
It's Pokemon.
Is it?
Well, that's what he put in the paper.
Did you already read it?
No, Matt told me. I asked what Skyler
was. Damn it!
Because he's like, oh, I got Skyler's. I was like, oh, what was his? Pokemon.
Yeah. His will be on Pokemon Red.
Yeah?
Oh, he chose a color, just not Pokemon?
Specifically Pokemon Red.
That was probably the one he got first.
Yeah.
I got blue first.
Mine's blue.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I had red.
You had red?
Yeah,
I had red. Just for some reason, I was like, blue. Blue.
Yeah.
It was just the color I wanted.
Can I ask a hard... I got it because there was a girl in my daycare center who got blue first, and I totally had a crush on her. So I was like... I'm going to get it, too. I remember this really specifically. Like, the only... Because one of the only details, memories I made from that daycare center is she got Squirtle first, and she nicknamed it Bubbles. So guess what Tam the fucking player did? Also picked Squirtle, also named it Bubbles.
Nice. Did you fuck her?
Absolutely not. I've never talked to her. I don't even remember her fucking name.
I don't even remember what
she looks like.
And then just
Bubbles.
That's all you just message her.
Do you remember this?
hey, girl. Bubbles.
I remember it.
Can I ask a hard-hitting question?
Yeah,
what?
What's going to happen to me whenever Skylar comes back?
Skylar's not coming back, sadly.
I don't think.
Like, ever? You never think he's coming to Omaha?
No, he's coming back to Omaha, but I think with the... As long as he's in the military, we won't have Skylar. So
it's going to be quite a while if that ever
happens. So you're safe for like 8 years if we're still doing this in 8 years.
Yeah. Oh, we will be.
All right.
You're welcome, everyone listening.
It depends if Camilla kills me or not. But...
Then we'd have a spot for Skylar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Fuck. Wide open.
I'm going to take you out first, then run.
I'm normally wide open for Skylar.
Just accept him into you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes a total of 30 things that are coming out.
That's impressive.
That's a lot of shit.
Like, that's more impressive on you, Matt, for how short we pulled this off.
Yeah. We did do this in like 2 weeks.
But that's 30 items?
30 items, yeah.
In 2 weeks.
30 items in 2 weeks, that's a lot.
30 items in 2 weeks.
That was a golf clap, not a fap sound, if anyone's wondering.
I would prefer the fap sound. 30 items, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
So working on the best of, by the way, first of all, fucking sick of listening to us. because I listened to us for 11 hours.
I think we're hilarious. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Do you ever did you laugh a lot when you were listening to the podcast?
I did, because I forgot about a lot of things. Okay, so cool. It's like, oh yeah,
the best ofs. The best ofs are literally my favorite thing that come out of the end of the year.
Yeah, the best ofs are pretty fun.
I'm pretty excited for Madden, honestly. That Madden was awesome.
Yeah. So when it comes to the best ofs, I also noticed some other trends. I think I can make an entire compilation episode of Andy screaming.
Really? Do I scream that much?
You scream a lot.
Maybe four times already this episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I know you've screamed at least once this episode.
Really? I know. I do get excited for things, and I'm like, oh!
Yeah, there's it's another. That specifically. Uh-huh. He does that scream a lot. Also, I could do an entire compilation episode of Andy not listening to Tam.
I've gotten a lot better, though. I saw the Facebook thing, and instantly my like defensive mechanism was like, I listen to him now.
I listen to him now. There were so many times where Tam would say something, and like 3 seconds later, Andy would ask him a question about it. Like, specifically that thing.
It honestly took me a while to get used
Tam
to
would be like,
person again.
So I went to Village Inn this weekend, and Andy would be like, hey, did you go to Village Inn this weekend?
Yeah. God.
Hey.
It's all right. Our relationship has grown.
Yeah, I'm stronger now. Cause I'm stronger than yesterday.
Do 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 do.
All right. God, anything else for the opening? All be spectacular.
How was the lack of soundboard this year?
How was the lack of soundboard?
It felt like this year we did not use.
Use a lot of soundboard. There is one soundboard clip in the. Well, there's two clips I can think of off the top of my head that use the soundboard. There's one specifically centered around the soundboard.
Oh, okay.
When I played every sound before I deleted a bunch of sounds.
Oh, yeah.
If you missed that moment.
Sucks for you.
I don't know. It'll be on the best of.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
You'll be able to hear it on Christmas.
I always forget, like, when you upload them, that my phone auto-downloads them, so I'll get, like, messages like, 3-hit combo downloaded. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah! Because I listen to them when I drive.
Nice.
What else did we do this week?
I did a lot of shit this week, but it's not important shit. I just did a lot of shit.
I played Shadow of Mordor yesterday all day.
Nice.
And I have not played a game like that in a long time. But I played it all fucking day. I even put some videos on our podcast page.
Yeah, I watched them. I watched the Revenge Fail one. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
I got a platinum in Far Cry 4 yesterday.
Matt helped him with that. Yeah. Cool.
I had to get one last trophy.
You know
Matt
what?
Helped me.
We should have uploaded that.
Oh, yeah, we should have.
Fuck.
It wasn't even that entertaining.
It wasn't really that entertaining.
Missed a couple cars.
You could have heard us be like, hey, drive it.
But I got my first
platinum.
I'm upset
I missed the experience.
Oh, you did miss shit. It was 7 minutes?
Yeah, total? And it was like our third car. We got it. Yeah. The first two cars, the driver kept getting out.
We're like, stop! Just stab!
So, like, I had to drive Andy alongside an enemy car so he could jump out to the car and take out the driver.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, we drove along, like, the first one, and the driver got out, so he couldn't do anything. And then
he just stopped and, like, got out?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they got out and started shooting. Yeah.
They don't chase you. They just get out and shoot at you.
Yeah. So finally we found a car. It was already driving away from us.
Yeah.
And so I was able to speed on alongside it, and Andy was able to jump out.
But it was nice. It doesn't do anything special for platinum. I wish it would make like a cool... The PS3, when the trophies first came out, the platinum, it had like a 30-second song that played.
Really?
When you got a platinum.
I did not know that.
And then they did like a big PS3 update, and then it was all the same sound. But it was sad.
We did it. We did it. We
yeah,
did
like,
it.
Yeah, like I got the Uncharted 2 trophy, and it played this little ditty, and I was like, oh, that's neat.
That too.
Yeah.
I played. I got a game for Christmas from my boss. He gave me Hyrule Warriors.
Whoa!
Yeah. Nice.
Wow! Wow! Is that game awesome?
Really nice. Good.
I'm a huge fan of Dynasty Warriors, and I'm a bigger fan of The Legend of Zelda. So I have put a lot of time into that fucking game already.
Wow!
I got it on Monday, Tuesday, and I've almost beaten the whole thing.
Nice.
Like story wise, there's a lot of content in it, a lot more than I expected.
Is it made by the Warrior dudes?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they just like licensed the Zelda from Nintendo?
Yeah.
Nice.
There is so much fan service in that game. So much. Like, it's not like... I mean, the story and like the reason all the bad guys are there and what's happening, like, that's okay, but it's not part of the official Zelda timeline or whatever. So they kind of got to do whatever they wanted. And the plot's actually really interesting. It's
graphics pretty good.
Yeah, especially the movies. Like,
oh, the
it's nice. It's nice seeing 360 level graphics on a Nintendo console.
Have you guys seen this week? They Square Enix threw out like a 2-minute trailer of Final Fantasy 15,
and the whole world went. Eh.
Well, it just the. I guess the one thing I've always liked about Square Enix is their CG movies and their games have always been just top-notch. And then they showed off some of the CG movies that'll be in 15, and I was just like, wow, they look good.
You know why I'm not excited for Final Fantasy 15?
Because 13?
Final Fantasy 13, yeah. Final Fantasy 13
2. I'm waiting.
Final Fantasy 10 2. Final Fantasy 12.
I'm waiting for the reviews because this game is apparently like half the Kingdom Hearts staff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I fucking love Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah, so a story I was going to talk about, Shadow of Mordor. So apparently, I love the Nemesis system where, like, people fucking remember you. Like, they remember running into you and exactly what you did when you ran into them.
That's nice.
So, like, this guy, apparently, I don't remember him, so it was probably when I was fighting a stronghold, so there was a lot of people I was fighting. But apparently I scarred his face. So when I ran
into him... Oh, was that the cool dude with the metal thing?
The metal, yeah. Yeah, so he was like, "Ah, oh, so you scarred my face," and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna do more than scar yours or something like that." I'm like, "Oh fuck," you know. Well, he ended up killing me, so he was true.
He got you back.
Yeah, he got me back. He killed me, and then so the next time I run into him, he's like, "Oh, this time I'm gonna cut out your heart and make sure you're dead." And so I'm fighting him. I threw him off a cliff. Right. I posted that video, by the way. It's funny.
I haven't seen that one.
I'm fighting a bunch of guys, and finally I get them weak enough. You have to get captains weak before you can grapple them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I just fucking grab them, throw them off a cliff.
Awesome.
And he's, like, falling down, and his, like, name crosses out, and he hits the ground.
That's cool.
Well, I'm like, this guy's fucking dead. He's dead. A little bit later, all of a sudden I hear... I can hear someone behind me, and then every time a captain shows up, it kind of goes to like this little scene where they say something really quick, and it's fucking him, and he's like, "So you thought you could kill me by throwing me off a cliff, eh?" And I'm like, "What the fuck?"
I have heard the one thing about the Nemesis system, and I guess the developer cannot for the life of them recreate it, but I guess some orcs won't stay dead.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I know when you kill them, there are times where you, like, they're not dead for good. Like, unless you cut off their head, you should probably expect that they're going to come back at some point.
But I guess ones that they've decapitated will come back.
Will come back.
And I guess the developer, they're just like, we can't do it. We can't, like, recreate it. we can't figure it out.
And then what was funny is... In that encounter, I actually got away from him. We didn't finish the fight. And the next time I saw him, he was like, you know, normal orcs would have died from being thrown off that cliff, but not me.
God damn it.
And then, like, I ran into another one. And he's like, oh, you're going to run away this time, just like you did last time. And I'm like,
son of a
bitch. So,
fuck you.
Now that you've played it, do you remember our conversation about putting that in the Arkham games?
The Nemesis system?
Yeah.
Yes.
How would you feel about it now that you, like, understand how it works? Would you agree, disagree?
Do you understand how the Nemesis... I've heard it's really deep.
It is really deep, but yeah, I got a
good grasp.
Quite a good grasp.
I haven't played it. I've just heard about it and went, this would be... this sounds really cool for a Batman game.
It's a neat system.
For the Batman games, it seems kind of weird because you wouldn't necessarily have to build your Nemesis.
Yeah.
Because the Nemesis system, one of the ground things is return encounters with the same enemy, and then they know more and more about you, and you know more and more about them.
Uh-huh.
But Batman's villains, like, already know a lot about Batman, and Batman knows a lot about his villains.
And especially in Arkham Knight, it's like the newest in the timeline. It's the furthest one, so, like, it's the eldest Batman.
So what if they had done it for, like, Origins?
Origins would have been interesting. Okay. Yeah. Where, like, you know, you run into someone and this is the first time Batman has met him. And they, you know, he fights him and find out what works and what doesn't.
Because okay. I'm pretty sure in Origins he calls Penguin Cobblepot a lot more than he calls him the Penguin.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so that would be pretty interesting. Also, it would kind of, you would have to run into them again, so the story might have to be kind of different. You know,
I was thinking more for
people. I don't know.
Well, yeah. The cool thing that would make sense, like the Nemesis system, where if you don't decapitate them, they're probably coming back. Well, Batman, you never kill anyone, uh-huh. So that would make sense if they come back. They're like, oh, you got me last time, but now.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Because Batman never kills anyone, so that would be kind of cool. But I just, that game, that's the sole reason I bought a next gen, was that game. So I'm so fucking excited for it.
Yeah, I do like the interrogation feature in Shadow of Mordor.
Oh, really?
Sometimes you'll come across an orc with like a green symbol above their head. For them, if you grapple them and interrogate them with one of your wraith power, first of all, that's fucking awesome. Because basically Talion is two people. Talion is himself, who is rejected by death, obviously. And then he is a wraith, too, an angry spirit. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head. But in cutscenes, you know, they kind of split, and they're talking to each other and stuff like that. And so Talion has certain wraith powers where he will kind of turn into him for a moment.
Ooh.
And so, like, when you're interrogating someone, like, you knock them down so they're on their knees and you put your hand on their head and you turn into the wraith. Oh. And the orc looks fucking terrified and he's like, forfeit your mind. And then, like, you go into the orc's mind and you can see Sauron's army.
Ooh.
And there's, you know, certain, you can hover over different captains at different ranks. And, like, there's usually two intels you can gain on someone. There's, like, first discovering who the hell they are and then discovering their attributes. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you see someone that you can already see their, you know, who they are, you can get intel and discover, like, what they're weak against. Mm-hmm. You can also discover what they're thinking about right now. Sometimes it's, you know, anxious for the next time he sees Talion, or there's one that's like feeling dejected that the other orcs don't recognize how smart he is or something like that. And then there's, if you see like a black shadowy figure, you can hover over that and gain intel and actually learn who they are, so you can see them.
Ooh, nice.
And learn their name. And then after you gain the intel, Talion stabs him through the face.
Damn.
I've heard it's a very bloody game.
Oh god, it's so bloody.
Where is it timeline-wise in the Lord of the Rings?
I hear it is between The Hobbit and the first Lord of the Rings movie.
Okay.
So is Legolas in it? They seem to cram him into any Lord of the Rings franchise they can find.
No.
I'll agree on that.
But they did say Talion was inspired by Legolas.
Okay.
Oh. Is he fast then?
Oh, God.
I was watching the video. He's pretty fast.
He can do anything. I mean, especially because, one, he's dead and inspired with the powers of an angry spirit.
So have you guys seen the new Hobbit movie?
He can
kind of
do whatever the fuck he wants.
No.
You haven't seen the new one?
No.
No? Okay.
I've seen one and
actually,
two.
Actually, to be fair, I have not seen any Lord of the Rings movies.
Really?
And this game makes me want to watch them.
Are you fucking really? Kidding?
I'm not kidding.
How dare this game inspire you to watch the movie?
I have them all on extended Blu-ray if you would like to borrow them.
I wouldn't watch them like
that. Take me a month?
I wouldn't watch them like that first. I'd watch the original cuts first.
No, you need the extended.
No, you'll not like it.
You need to feel the universe that is Lord of the Rings.
You won't. You'll sit down and go, why is this here?
I don't own any other versions. So.
I mean, yeah, I definitely want to watch them.
All right, Lord of the Rings is way better than The Hobbit. In my personal opinion.
I agree, too.
Should I watch them? I'll probably watch them both, obviously. But yeah. Should I watch them timeline or how they came out?
How they came out.
Yeah, really? you don't need the timeline.
I don't need the timeline, no. Okay.
Because The Hobbit is, like, yes, The Hobbit explains how the ring gets to where it's at. But other than that, The Hobbit has no connection to the Lord of the Rings.
This reminds me, Gollum is in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way!
He's in the game and first of all, he looks fucking amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
He looks amazing. And yeah, he just runs around. He's like, he calls the Wraith the Bright Master. And he's like the only person besides Talion who could see him.
Oh.
He's like, Bright Master. And it was so funny when he bit Talion on the hand. He was like, filthy rat.
Awesome. Oh, hey, Samwise.
And he can, when you have to follow Gollum through, like, missions, you can use your, like, wraith powers to actually see his footsteps and you can follow him that way.
That's cool.
He basically always leads you to danger, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a douche.
He leads you to danger every time.
So if you are going to watch him, you should watch him Lord of the Rings, then The Hobbit, because The Hobbit makes some references to the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Especially in like the first one and the last one. Like the ending scene is quite literally the first scene of The Hobbit from Bilbo's perspective.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, I didn't know that about the movies. The book, they don't tie it together like that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, one more thing I was going to say.
Oh, and the Lord of the Rings are way better in like the use of practical effects rather than CG. Right. The Hobbit just goes to pound town on CG. It sucks.
That dragon looks real fucking sick.
I mean, I'll give them the fact that the graphics are amazing, but just there was something about the Lord of the Rings with all the practical effects.
It felt
mm-hmm. so much better.
I love the other main storyline is you use your wraith powers to kind of gain control of an orc who's like really low on the totem pole. In fact, he was like tied up, probably to be killed.
Oh.
You free him. His name's Ratbag.
Ratbag.
He's like, yeah, you can help old Ratbag, right? And he's like, why would I help an orc or something? And then he used the interrogation to see into Ratbag's mind, and that's when you kind of learn how interrogation works. Because he's like, yeah, if we can trust an orc, and the wraith is like. He's like, his thoughts can't lie, so, you know, we could trust him.
Do you stab him in the face then?
No, you don't kill Ratbag. So far what I've done is Ratbag is helping me, so I'm trying to get him to move up in the army. So what happened was you then go and take out a chief in front of him who he's been trying to get his spot. So when he's dead, there's no one to fill the spot except Ratbag. So Ratbag moves up in the army. He gets a little bit more power. He was trying to move up to another person's spot, even higher up. And that guy wanted a duel with him and was going to kill him. Ratbag is not a fighter. In fact, he didn't even really duel him. He got someone big to tie him up, and he was just going to execute him for trying to take his spot. Italian comes in and saves him. And Ratbag moves up again and...
Is this part of the story, or are you just like a side thing you're doing this?
That's part of the story. That's part of the main story.
Okay.
Because I was like, that's cool.
Him and Golem are part of the main story, and then there's also one about freeing slaves to help you. The orcs have slaved like a bunch of humans. So
nice.
You gotta free human slaves. I saved the fuck out of a slave. Oh my god. So I climbed up this cliff, and it was right as these slaves were running away. They were running away from their orc captors, and there was one standing in a hallway. And there's a door to his left, and he's looking at me, so it'd be my right. A fucking orc, like, comes out of that door with, like, a goddamn axe, like, going to kill the fucking slave. And I just, like, quickly get in there and parry his attack and, like, attack the orc. Oh, my God.
Do you feel like a BA?
Oh, and then he just, like, ran off. I'm like, yeah, you're welcome.
You bitch.
God, that game, though, is fucking amazing.
All right. I'm going to have to wait till it gets a little cheaper, then. Because I do want to pick it up.
No, you shouldn't wait till it gets a little cheaper.
Oh, come on.
You should play right now. Go in my room, Andy, and play right now.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Damn it, you're going to make me play a video
game? Is it on the Wii U?
I do not believe so, no. Damn.
Apparently, the 360 versions of the game are fucking horrible. Because I guess the Nemesis system requires a shitload of processing power.
Oh, God, it has to.
And, I guess the versions are just so shitty when it comes to the Nemesis system.
That's funny.
But yeah, so in the year in review, I call Smash Bros. Wii U my favorite game. And I hate to ruin it right now. Fuck no. Shadow of Mordor. Yeah. I have now played it enough where I can say that it is fucking game of the year. I have not played a game all day in years. All
right.
Where I've played a game from I woke up at 1 o'clock.
All right.
And I played it until 11 o'clock.
Nice.
I played it all day.
Nice. I did that with Far Cry 4. Like the third day when I finally got time, like mm-hmm. the day off to play it, I was like, all right. And I played it from like morning to night.
Nice. How far are we into this podcast?
God damn. Well, we can talk
6 more. Minutes?
About a half hour.
All right. On to game news?
Yeah, let's go ahead and go into gaming news.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with
us. Ready for loads.
And see what you can catch.
But I like loads.
Yeah, I bet you do. Oh. Mad Catz is working on a controller for Farming Simulator. This controller is a wheel, and next to the wheel is some switches and buttons. So it's like you are controlling a tractor or a combine.
Okay, I guess that game's big in Europe, so...
They are working directly with a farming simulator developer, Giant Software. They're working for hardware on the PC simulation game.
Okay.
It will work for Farming Simulator 2013, 2015, and future installments.
Not 14?
I don't know if it is a 14.
Oh, okay.
I think they might have skipped that year.
Okay. I've never even heard of this game, so...
You've never heard of Farming Simulator? It's like, I guess in Germany, simulator games are the thing right now.
Euro Truck Simulator?
Yeah. Euro Truck Simulator is a big one.
That kind of spawned all the funny, like Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator was so
Because there's so many simulation games where... To be honest, it looks fucking boring.
Yeah. But they're huge.
But people are way into it.
Especially farming. I know that's like the biggest of the simulators.
And they're like just trying to get like a good crop, you know. They're like, check out how many bushels I got.
Oh,
why not?
And to be honest, I've been looking for it cheap.
Yeah, same here.
It doesn't get cheap.
No, yeah. It's just it's a high demand game.
Why not just actually farm and like provide? I know, like you can say that about.
Why don't I actually go killing orcs?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You interrupted me by saying something more funny than what I was going to say. But, yeah.
I always thought that was funny when like games like Guitar Hero, people are like, why don't you just play real guitar? It's like, why don't I play real football when I play Madden? Why don't I go out and wrestle for real?
It's a video game.
Because it's a fucking video game. Why don't I go save a princess, jump down pipes, eat mushrooms?
Well, yeah, let's eat some mushrooms. Cool, the last one.
Yeah.
Well, if we eat the mushrooms, the previous two might follow.
Yeah.
We'll jump down pipes.
Go right, save a princess who doesn't want
next
to be saved.
Next podcast, we're going to do mushrooms. And
it's just some
record.
Drag queen.
We got to wait like 50 minutes and then it just kicks in. Welcome to 3-Hit-5 Podcast.
Wait, did you say 50 minutes and it kicks in?
Yeah.
That'd be like at the end of the podcast.
I know.
Like, wow, we don't really feel... Oh. Damn, I got one more story.
You're really sweating. Yeah.
Andy, your face is melting. You should get that checked out.
I'm bleeding, man.
Far Cry 4 DLC wants you dead permanently.
What?
Far Cry 4 was a pretty restrained game in comparison to Far Cry 3. Sure, you could command an elephant into battle, but the hero's game, AJ, never got himself into any truly bizarre situations. Sorry, I got to itch my nose.
No, it's okay.
These are the perils of being a podcast host. Thankfully, there's a new DLC coming out that fixes it by throwing you weaponless and naked into a prison cell with Far Cry 3's crazy and chaotic Herc.
Oh, yeah!
Escape from Dergish Prison is coming out January 13th for $10, or free for season pass holders, and tasks you with surviving a series of time trial challenges. Oh, time trials. It can be played single player or co-op, meaning you could fight naked and weaponless with a friend, if that's what you're into.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now I want the game.
There's probably going to be more cheeves you got to get with that.
All the cheeves.
I hate time trial cheeves.
Yeah, they're always the worst.
They're the most frustrating. That and escort mission achievements.
See, I don't have a problem with escort.
Oh, God, I just hate it. I hate it in games that doesn't work very well. We're like, come on, I'm at the end. Get over here. Come on. And then it's like someone like shoots her.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The escort missions in Far Cry 4 were really easy. You just sit on top of a truck and shoot grenades.
Okay. I don't think I've done any escort missions yet in Far Cry 4. I've played quite a bit of that game. I've done a lot of hunting.
Hunting is so fun in 4.
Have yet to kill a rhino with a bow, though.
I killed one with when you get the auto crossbow pistol, but that's a bitch to get.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rhinos. That sounds really cool, like, as a weapon.
It is. It's really neat.
Does it have, like, cartridges?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you log into Grand Theft Auto Online, you can get holiday gifts.
Yeah, you can get a gingerbread mask.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You can get a gingerbread mask. There's limited time holiday content like snowballs, festive clothing, and masks, new vehicles, and presents, depending on when you log in, December 24th, December 31st, and January 1st, to name a few dates, you can score some fun goodies like a firework launcher.
Oh.
You know, I didn't realize this, but if you get the PS4 version, you can transfer your online character.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
It seems like
because you have to be level 12.
Like Munchkin stuff.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Level 12.
Seems like what?
Like Munchkin stuff. Firework launcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been working on that, but not heist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be level 12
right.
to do heist. That's you fine. Have to be level 12 and have a high-end apartment and three other players.
I think I have all that except the three other players.
Yeah. We'll have each other.
That's two.
We're going to have to find two more people.
And I can watch. Wait, is this on the Wii U?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I got a PS3 literally because Stefan and Tyler were getting Grand Theft Auto 5 on the PS3.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck. So I got a PS3 off eBay and got Grand Theft Auto 5 for that. Now, I got Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PS4, and they both have it for Xbox One. And I'm like, fucking hell, man.
It's a downside.
Leaper has it too for Xbox One. It's like, god damn it. If I had it for Xbox One, I'm level 12. I could join them. Only one of you has to have the high-end apartment. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just the person that's coordinating it.
The last time I played it, I bought a high-end apartment, so I think I have one.
Yeah, I've got one as well.
Nice.
All right. So I think
we're gonna have to find friends.
Yeah. I think we need more friends.
We need specifically two.
Yes, just two.
If friends. You want to be our friend, email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Tell us you want to heist with us.
Subject line: I want to be your friend.
Yeah, definitely that.
Send us a nude photo of you.
We are the keepers of the nudes.
We are the keepers of the nudes.
Two facts about you that are positive and one that's negative. Please
if
be
you
honest.
Throw your sosh up there. Go for it.
We'll dress size, that. Ring mm-hmm. size,
bra size.
Bra size, shoe size.
Shoe size.
What? I need the length of your penis.
And/or vagina.
Yeah, length or depth.
Don't depth.
Is what we
need. I just want to make sure I'm not going to bottom out, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
And if you have a better beard than...
you don't know me!
If you have a better beard than me, just don't even bother, okay?
Okay, so no one email us at podcast. It's funny that I can talk shit about someone else's beard. Because mine sucks.
No, your beard looks great.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
It looks. Hold on, I'm a.
See that? See that?
I think if you just clean it up just a little bit, like not
really?
Not even get rid of like all
get
of
a beard
it.
Beard comb.
Just
get a beard comb.
Which is just basically a fine tooth comb.
I have a fine tooth comb.
Just use fine tooth.
It's
comb.
Just like it looks.
Oh, I kind of want to shave it off and leave the mustache.
Dude,
I know it's not a good look before anyone says anything.
Do a Fu Manchu.
I support you because you're my friend, but I disagree with your decision.
What the fuck do I have here? Another GTA 5. Oh, yeah, GTA 5 debut coincides with weekly PS4 sales quadrupling in Japan.
Damn!
Wow. Japan want them first-person lap dances.
Yeah. Dude, that's all I'm getting that game for.
Yeah.
Car jobs? Hell yeah.
Grand Theft Auto V was the third best-selling game in Japan last week, selling more than 81,000 units.
Damn, that is all. So, let's just do some rough math here.
Good on them.
That put it one place ahead of Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U.
No way!
Yep. Yo-Kai Watch 2, Shin Uchi. I hope I pronounced that right. So a 3DS title was a top performer with 1.2 million sales.
Damn. So if we were still doing $64, 81 million units, that's $5,184 right there.
Damn.
Good.
Rockstar just made. 1 week. Or was that 1 month? Or is that a week?
That was...
One day.
Over a week.
Damn.
81,000 so units over copies. A week.
That's awesome.
Yacht Club Games updates us on Shovel Knight and the state of the Plague Knight DLC.
Yeah? Excitement?
Developer Yacht Club Games has announced that Plague Knight DLC will be the first DLC, and that they are working full-time on bringing everything over as soon as possible. Plague Knight, in particular, will feature a new relic system, a remix campaign, and new characters.
A remixed campaign?
I think...
Any more details on that?
Next gen?
No, it doesn't say anything about what the remix campaign is, but that leads me to believe you play through the campaign as Plague Knight?
Hmm.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Is this for the next gens?
It looks like it's just for anything Shovel Knight's on.
All right.
Let's see. Yeah, it says PS3, PS4, and Vita. Are getting a Kratos boss.
Oh.
Of course. Fucking course. Of course it's getting a Kratos boss.
Vito,
how about we have a fighter with Kratos in it too? Oh, wait, we did that.
It's like the fat PlayStation cousin, Vito.
Oh, Vito. Yeah.
Hey. How you are playing?
Bobbity boopity.
Bibbity bop.
And there's new Shadow of Mordor DLC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Lord of the Hunt, which is an add-on pack for Shadow of Mordor for $10. Adds new nemesises, new challenges, and even a guy named Torvin, the Dwarven Hunter.
Sweet.
I wonder if that's like his parents named him. Like, I know your name's going to rhyme with your profession one of these days.
Also, you get a Grog, a mountable monster that pukes toxin all over your enemies.
Ooh, that's cool.
That sounds enjoyable.
By the way, there is an ability I'm trying to get where you can poison the water supply of a stronghold.
Oh, that's sweet.
I do like in strongholds, there are certain things you can do. Like, there will be like, I forget what they're fucking called, but they're flies that like bite you and shit.
Right.
But they're, like, there will be a nest and you can like lead a bunch of people over to the nest and then shoot the nest down.
Nice.
And that'll take out a lot of people because strongholds have a fuck ton of orcs in them. Holy shit.
It's awesome.
You can knock down bait and caragors will show up and attack people. Nice. They also often have caragors in cages. You can shoot the cages. One time I ran over underneath a piece of the wall that you can knock down and I got their attention and then I quickly booked it away. So my last location was right under that wall.
Yeah.
And then I got up on a perch, and you could shoot the wall, and it breaks and falls down on a bunch of them.
Awesome.
That is super cool.
Did you feel accomplished? Or
just hell yeah. I still have yet to, like, completely destroy a stronghold, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, there's so many fucking people.
That's awesome.
And then you can shoot, like, after you get the ability to where, like, you can do it, you can shoot, like, fires. Like, they'll be around, like, a campfire, and if you shoot it with a bow, it'll explode.
Wow. So that's cool.
Need the ability for that, though.
A lot of thought put in this game.
Yeah.
I dig it.
It's made by the Fear guys.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so if you could take this Shadow of Mordor idea and put it into any other universe, what would it be? Put it into a woman,
yes, I would fuck it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. If you could put it like any other universe.
You're my Shadow of Mordor.
Put it into what?
Any other universe. So like kind of what they did with Hyrule Warriors. Like it's a dynasty game, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Fuck, I do not
Star
know.
Star Wars?
That's a good idea, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that would work great, I think.
There's so many, like, bad guys in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And you have a fucking lightsaber, most likely.
Most likely. Hopefully.
Yeah.
That does sound pretty cool.
What he said.
Star Wars?
Star Wars. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Make it.
All right, guys. Let's go into technology news.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
All right, BitTorrent wants to distribute the interview.
I hope.
Fuck that. There's also situation.
Like, there. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to get your feelings on it. First, I'll give you my feelings. Sony pulling that is, I really think it's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing. Because they pulled it, and everyone's like, oh, so you're bending to the will of North Korea. But if they hadn't pulled it, and the threat wasn't a joke, and people had died, what would people be saying to
Sony? They would be blaming Sony.
You know, they would basically say, are human lives not good enough for your fucking movie?
Yeah. No, that's a very good observation, the damned if you do. Because, yeah, if they would have released it and the threats were real, then they'd be like, oh, my God, Sony, why'd you release it?
You're the company that got a bunch of people killed because you wanted to release what looks to be a movie.
Yeah. I want to see it because I like Seth Rogen and James Franco, but I wasn't going to pay for it.
This Is the End? After that movie, I've soured quite a bit on James Franco and Seth Rogen, so I was not really interested
in
seeing
this. I like Rogen more than Franco. I could do without Franco.
Bye. I've had people talk to me about and say like this was a marketing ploy, it's gonna come out eventually and all this jazz, and I'm just like, I don't think it is. Yeah, really? I really don't think it is.
If it is a marketing ploy, it's backfiring because they're getting a lot of bad press.
The reason that I truly say that is because some theaters that had balls wanted to play Team America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Paramount like,
shut that down too.
Yeah.
So
apparently there's one in Canada still that's like, fuck you, Paramount, and was still going to show it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, that's interesting. Like, trying to put this in a situation that I could like.
And let me say that the death in Team America of their leader is way more gruesome than the death in The Interview. Because yeah. I saw the clip.
I saw the clip too yeah. of his death.
It's done really. It's not done funny or anything. It's
just pretty.
He blows up.
Yeah.
Spoilers for the movie we'll never see.
Yeah.
Like, if I got a threat that, like, if you do a podcast this week, I'm going to blow up your house. Like, I'd probably be like, guys, guess what?
Yeah.
We're not going to do a podcast this week. At least if I could tell that this is credible or not.
Yeah. But I mean, when the USA said that the FBI said it was North Korea, I was like, oh, okay, now I believe it.
Yeah.
But before, I was like, it's probably just some punk-ass hackers.
President Obama came out and said that he disagreed with Sony's decision.
I saw
decision.
That, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh.
He said they, quote, made a mistake in pulling the film, but he also said it was the private company's right to do so.
Apparently, Sony's losing a shitload of money, too.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. I mean, high-paying actors, big budget, they already put advertising into it. Yeah. Like, they got all the way to the 11th hour, and then North Korea decides to fuck them up.
That's probably why they did it.
That's the whole plan. They're taking the economy down one movie at a time.
Oh, God.
You know, and then there was that Sony email hack recently, and they're pretty sure North Korea had something to do with that. Speaking of which,
all right.
North Korea wants to work with the U.S. to investigate the Sony hack.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It'll basically be like, who could have done this?
Really? That's so fucking stupid.
I do that shit in Munchkin. I'm just like, like, you're a level 12 thing, and you're fighting a level 13. You get up the level, and then I'll make it stronger, and then say, hey, I'll help you for a treasure. Like, that's... What?
Whenever you screw someone in Munchkin, do you just go, Munchkin? That's what I do. Whenever I screw someone, I just look at them, and I'm like, Munchkin.
No.
Yeah. Munchkin's
that's
fun.
Funny. I played last night. It was super fun.
I find it funny that a lot of news outlets... You know when all the fappening happened?
Yeah.
And there were some news outlets that were like, this is an invasion of privacy. We would not ever release these people's naked bodies. Yeah. And now they're like, hey, check out a bunch of personal emails.
Yeah.
It's like
the same thing.
Is this not enough of an invasion of privacy for you?
No. When it's Jennifer Lawrence, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But when it's some evil fucking company.
Now, regardless, I saw the bodies and I read the emails. But don't take a stance that one is an invasion of privacy and one is not.
Yeah.
They both are. Either show them both or don't show any of them. Or like, oh God, it was not Gizmodo. What's
was
the
it
one?
The Chew?
No, it was not the Chew. The entertainment Deadspin? Website in it might have been Deadspin.
Deadspin's a big one.
Might have been Deadspin. I'm not sure, but they basically said like, no, we will not release these photos. This is disgusting. It's an invasion of privacy. And a few months before, they're like, hey, check out Hulk Hogan's sex tape. This is funny, huh? It's like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, Hulk Hogan has a sex tape?
Hulk Hogan does have a sex tape.
It's really fucking funny. The whole time, he's just like, I'm so fat.
Yeah, apparently he, quote, ate like a pig before that. He's like, oh, God, I can't believe I ate like a pig today. I feel so fat.
It's really funny, me? Actually.
God, when was it? Is it recent?
The spring.
Yeah. When was it filmed?
Oh, I don't know.
When was it filmed?
Does it look like
before
old,
that.
Old Hulk Hogan? Or
yeah, it's old Hulk Hogan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's old Hulk.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, clarification: is it Hulk Hogan back when he was like wrestling, or is it like he's physically an old person?
Do you remember the reality show? With
Hogan
the Hogan?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like recently. That. It was Hulk Hogan this year.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. At the very least, it could have been Hulk Hogan late 2013, but
okay.
It's Hulk Hogan very recently.
Okay.
BlackBerry is now helping Boeing to build a self-destructing phone.
What?
It's a self-destructing phone for spies called the Boeing Black.
Okay.
Somebody's going to lose a fucking finger.
Okay.
Details are terribly scarce. In an earnings call on Friday, BlackBerry John Chen revealed that his company is collaborating with Boeing to provide a secure mobile solution for Android devices utilizing our BES-12 platform. He added, perhaps cheekily, that, by the way, that's all they allowed me to say. Oh, whatever. I do know BlackBerry is, like, the only phone, like, it's approved
for... Yeah, by the president and everything.
Yeah, like, the president uses it. uses BlackBerry, and like all his assistants use BlackBerries. People in the White House use BlackBerries.
I remember when Obama first got elected, there was big deal that he like all he used was iPhones, and they're like, nope, now you gotta use this BlackBerry.
He was like,
fuck.
Why not just pass another whatever to say iPhone or but?
Because iPhone isn't approved by the White House or the U.S. government.
Why not?
Security purposes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they did try and approve it, and it wasn't good enough. I don't know.
Would you
take that, Steve Jobs?
Would you do Brooke Hogan?
Brooke Hogan? Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I feel like she'd fucking break me.
Who?
Brooke Hogan, Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Oh.
There is a very creepy photo of Hulk rubbing her ass.
Yeah, yeah, putting lotion on
her ass, and he is way too into that.
Yeah, we'll find that.
What's her name?
Brooke.
Brooke?
Brooke.
It sounded like you said bro and Hulk together. I thought you said Brooke. And so I thought you gave him like a shitty nickname, Andy.
Would you do Brooke Hogan?
Not like that. No.
Here's the picture of Hulk Hogan putting lotion on his daughter's ass very intently.
He's a caring father.
Yeah, Brooke. Yeah. I remember that picture coming out, though. I was like, oh, you're creepy, Hulk Hogan.
You know what's funny is one time he was retweeting a bunch of people on Twitter, just a bunch about Hulk Hogan stuff. He's like, oh, yeah, I love Hulk Hogan. And so he was retweeting, and apparently he wasn't reading them very well because one of the retweets was, hey, Hulk, I just went balls deep in Brooke. Can I get a retweet? And he retweeted.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is quite funny.
So a double amputee controls two robotic arms with his mind.
Fucking cool.
Future right there. That is the future.
Yeah, it looks pretty amazing. DARPA-funded robotic limb controlled by thoughts alone.
Yeah, and yeah, DARPA, so it's got plenty of backing of money.
That's amazing.
This
guy doesn't have arms, now he does.
And he can grab things with just thinking about it. Like,
well, don't you grab things with just thinking about it?
Right.
True, but he doesn't have arms.
Don't you not have arms, Andy?
Are we in the Matrix?
I don't know. Which pill did you take?
I took the green one.
I was going to say green!
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Did you guys just become best friends?
Yup.
No.
Oh. All right, guys. That will do it for technology. Let's get a news.
News.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
You didn't do a drop for Matt. No Matt drop.
I did not. Unfortunately, there are four drops.
Yeah.
So someone's going to have to miss the cut. This week it was me.
Do you rotate them? Or?
Nah, I just kind of play whatever.
Okay.
By the way, I was going to mention, when you were messing with your mic there, are you the guy that's always messing with your mic? Because I was listening back to the best of, and someone is also always messing with their mic.
I will every once in a while do this with my nose on the mic, but that's about it. That might do it. Okay, I'll stop it. I'll stop!
I hear a lot of mic rattling.
Sorry.
Yeah, you better be sorry.
I am. I'm apologetic.
A middle school teacher in Oklahoma has been fired after school officials say she put students into her car trunk to run an errand.
I know we moved on, but my brain was still in technology. And I was just like, I missed it. What was the gadget?
Inside the trunk was Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Read that headline once more.
A middle school teacher in Oklahoma has been fired after school officials say she put students into her car trunk to go run an errand.
How many fucking students does she have? Like four?
Heather Cagle, who teaches at Wells Middle School.
Her last
name
is Cagle? Yeah. Oh, God, there's a reason she didn't teach in high school.
She teaches at Wells Middle School in Catoosa, Oklahoma. Allegedly packed 11 of her students into a Honda Accord last October.
What? Oh, my God.
For a trip to Walmart for snacks.
Is she a middle school for a clown college? Like,
holy shit.
Ah, I see this. You are correct, and only four. Actually, no, only two were in the trunk.
The other ones were in the...
Seven in the back, two in the front.
Holy
two in the trunk.
Shit.
She did not have parental or school permission for the snack quest.
Yeah, this is...
Holy crap.
She's got really high and has needed the munchies.
Oh my God.
It was a terrible mistake, she told the school board on Wednesday. I didn't want to hurt anyone. I just wanted to do something nice.
You put two kids in a trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you took them off school grounds without anybody knowing.
Was it on a Friday?
It does not say.
Okay, because yeah, if it say. Was any other day, she could have been like, all right, I'm going to go to the store tonight.
Yeah.
And then we'll have snacks yeah. tomorrow.
Dude.
If it was on a Friday, I totally understand and I agree with her completely. There's no way those snacks could have waited till Monday.
Cagle's lawyer says the teacher merely violated the seatbelt law, but pointed out she didn't force any of the children into the car. Nevertheless, the board voted to axe the teacher, who has worked at the school since 2005.
Aww. Oh, well. What'd you learn?
Now she can do porn.
Yeah.
Cagle. She doesn't look like she'd make a good porn star.
She's really?
Pretty plain looking.
No.
Not porn
is she,
star.
How old is she?
I did not say, and the article's closed.
No, I'm serious. You need to get your history tabs back.
Fuck, what is it? Control.
I don't
Control T, last tab? Oh, that's new tab.
Nope, that's shut down the computer.
Oh, you're using Chrome?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't remember Chrome's.
What do you use?
Chrome.
Oh.
I thought he used to use Opera a while ago for all his articles, yeah. And I don't know shit about Opera.
At a Kansas City, Missouri, a Salvation Army spokesman says someone has dropped a gold tooth in the holiday collection kettle. Spokesman Rick Carroll said Thursday that he found diamond rings, silver bars, four-leaf clovers, but has never heard of a tooth donation.
He's found gold bars?
Silver bars.
Oh, silver bars. Oh, my bad.
Four-leaf clovers?
Listen. Remember what I said about listening?
Four-leaf clovers?
I don't even listen to Camilla.
It's four-leaf clovers.
Four-leaf clovers. How much?
Yeah,
how much?
In the jar luck. Before. Diamond rings, too.
That's pretty wow. cool. I wonder if he feels sketchy going to like a pawn shop. He's like, I'm selling these, but totally doing this for good. Trust me.
Carroll says he first considered the donation to be gross, but now he thinks it's a nice gesture. He worries that the donation might have been unintentional, and he's temporarily hanging on to the tooth until someone claims it.
He's just got it sitting on his desk. He just looks. He's like, motherfucker.
I want like want ad posters. Or not want ads, like reward posters.
Wanted, owner of the tooth.
Yeah. Did you lose this tooth? It goes by the name of Bucky.
Bucky the gold tooth.
What do we got now? 30,000 people bought actual poop from Cards Against Humanity.
Which, they're every year they do a great Black Friday deal. I forgot what last year's. They raised the price of the Cards Against Humanity by $5 or $10 and once again sold out. And then this year, they sold literal shit and sold out. The guys are fucking awesome.
It is cow shit. Yeah.
It is fucking poop. They sold poop.
It was a box that's called Bullshit by Cards Against Humanity. Some people actually believed it was an expansion. But it literally says, you are buying cow shit. And people fucking bought it.
How much was it? I don't know the price, if they have a price. I want to say it was under 20, but still.
Yeah, I feel
they
like it
sold
was like
out of,
15, 10 bucks or something.
They sold out of poop.
That's insane. That's insane.
Oh, it was $6.
Oh, it was $6?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that's not bad. But they still sold out of poop.
I don't know if it's just me, but Cards Against Humanity is actually one of those games that, like, gets old fairly quickly. Like, it's not one of those games that I could play over and over
really?
And over and over again.
Really? There's so many limitless combinations.
Yeah, it's just, there's something about the humor that's forced whenever you play that game. Like, oh, this is the obvious raunchy humor, so we
that's
have to
true.
Go with this one.
I love bringing it to family events, because when you get old people to play it, it's fucking great. When
yeah.
you can hear your grandma use the word fist, that shit's hilarious.
Yeah.
And finally, news. Porn stars in holiday sweaters put the X in Xmas. Now, I basically just wanted to do this. It's a porn star in holiday sweater. What do you expect?
It's just porn stars. That's all I care about.
Right there. Porn star.
That's it.
Sweater.
That's it.
I could scroll
I
down and there's
date.
That.
I thought there was more.
Well, I haven't gotten to the article yet, Andy.
Ah!
The whole reason I wanted to do this story is that porn site Woodrocket.com rounded up some starlets to model in a lineup of intentionally ugly holiday sweaters. Woodrocket.com.
Woodrocket. I didn't hear that as like a tree. I heard that as like could I, would I, should I?
They say it contains nudity and some minty anal penetration with a large candy cane.
Minty anal penetration.
That's going to be one fresh butthole.
Oh, man. All right. That will do it for news. That will do it for this episode of 3 8 Combo Podcast. Remember, Holiday Spectacular starting. It's the beginning.
Mother of God.
Yeah, it is beginning. So,
I love glasses for that reason. Just what? Everything seems way more intense. Hey, I just came back from the grocery store. You did what?
God.
Thanks for the visual gag on the podcast.
Yeah, it's good. He took off his glasses.
All I am is visual gags. Fuck.
He took off his glasses in a dramatic fashion, everyone. Well, we'll put a GIF up on the Facebook page. We probably won't.
No. All right, so remember to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That's number 3. PC stands for podcast. Follow us on Facebook, especially to keep up with the holiday spectacular. Facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. And search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. Oh, yeah, and check out our blog, 3hitcombopodcast.blogspot.com. That's where you can find everything. So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt. Signing out.
Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you.